Iran's formerly supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, is dead.
This was our last best chance to strike what we're doing right now and eliminate the intolerable threats posed by this sick and sinister regime. And they are indeed sick and sinister.
Our rules of engagement are bold, precise, and designed to unleash American power, not shackle it. This was never meant to be a fair fight. And it is not a fair fight. We are punching them while they're down, which is exactly how it should be.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. If you'd like to join us, 844-500-4242. We have some interesting guests. We're going to talk about the 36th anniversary coming up of the Gardner Museum heist. There's a new book out. We'll be talking about the war and how victory will be declared. What's going to be the measure of victory? And I want to start though with the terror attack. The Muslim terror attack in New York City over the weekend, with the Muslim youths, the sons of immigrants from savage Muslim nations, Afghanistan and Turkey, who decided to try to kill American protesters outside Gracie Mansion in New York City. And the way it's being reported is just, it really is amazing. And what made me think of it was this, the New York Post, I'm holding it up now for the camera, the front page. You saw the picture yesterday. I mean, it's iconic is an overused word, but this is an iconic photograph of this deputy chief in the New York City Police Department, Aaron Edwards, age 46, and he is jumping across a police barricade to go after these guys after they threw the IEDs at the American protesters. And you know, it's an action photo, and it's the kind of photo that used to win Pulitzer Prizes in journalism. You know, kind of like, oh, I don't know, just to pick one example out of the air, President Trump being shot in Butler, Pennsylvania in the summer of 2024, and with blood dripping down his forehead, holding up his fist, and you can hear you could see his lips moving, and he's obviously chanting fight, fight, fight. I mean, that was the no-brainer Pulitzer Prize winning action photo, spot news photo, they call it, of the year. But it didn't win. And we all know why. Because the people that run the Pulitzer Prize were saddened by the picture. They didn't want to make it any more of a immortal snapshot than it already was going to become. So I don't know. They probably gave it to, you know, Joe Biden picking his nose or something, probably got the Pulitzer Prize that year. But it did. The point is, that picture didn't get it. Just like this picture. There's not going to be a better action photo than this, I dare say. You know, it's not quite a rise to the level of, Stanley Forman's photos, I think. I'm prejudiced, obviously, because he took them for the Boston Herald back in the 70s. But this is close. This is very close. And it shows courage. This guy is running towards the fire. Aaron Edwards. And he's a big hero. But, again, they are not going to reward this guy, Aaron Edwards. I mean, is the mayor saying anything about the commissioner, the police commissioner, Tish is you know, lauding him. And the sergeant that was with him, the sergeant Navarro. So you have a black deputy chief and a Hispanic sergeant are the ones who stopped this, basically. And they're not going to get the credit they deserve because they stopped politically correct people from attacking Americans. But it's worse than that, though. You know, they weren't terrorists, as 508. They were activists. You hater. And another 508 says, I thought I was in good, decent shape at 46, but that guy is a stud. I mean, he really is. I mean, you know those barricades. We've all seen those barricades around. How'd you like to? I know I could. I'm older than 46, obviously, but I could never take that. I mean, I got a hip on artificial hip on one side and a broken femur and a broken pelvis on the other side. I couldn't get. I would have a hard enough time getting over it slowly. This guy just is jumping over it. Plus, he's got a bunch of jackets on. He's got heavy clothing. It's not like he's in track shorts. And he's wearing boots. And he went right over. It was a hell of a thing. 844. He looked like Gale Sayers hurdling over a tackler. And it was great. But again, the point is, he's not going to get the credit that he deserves. And the photographer is not going to get the credit that he deserves for taking the picture because it doesn't match the political moment of maybe it, you know, maybe the country is not in the situation that was rooting for the terrorist, the Muslim terrorist, to succeed. But the press is, regime-controlled media, and it gets worse. They are still continuing to lie about what happened. We all know what happened. There was this guy, this weird guy. He's a J6er, pardoned by President Trump. He's from New York City, Jake Lang, but he came down to Florida to run for the Senate. He's not going to win. He's running against Ashley Moody, who took Rubio's place, was appointed by DeSantis. Pretty popular. She's going to win. The guy didn't have a chance. So he goes back to New York to have this demonstration to protest the Islamification of New York. And then these Muslim savages from the suburbs of Philadelphia decide to kill them. And that was the reality of what happened. But this is what CNN reported last night on TV. This is different than the story about the two dreamy Pennsylvania teenagers. This was actually on CNN. Cut 12.
Two Republicans say Muslims don't belong here after an attempted terror attack against New York's mayor, Zohran Mamdani, and the House Speaker, Mike Johnson, says nothing, really, to condemn those comments.
An attempted terror attack against Mamdani? No, these were Mamdani's co-religionists who were trying to kill protesters against Mamdani. Come on. This is really bad. And then, of course, you have the story that ran yesterday that we talked about, the story that the CNN had to retract. They were making they were giving the Rolling Stone Joker treatment to these two savages, 18 and 19 years old, and they said they were two Pennsylvania teenagers enjoying a dreamy day, came across the bridge. And they decided to have a romantic brunch and then throw a few bombs at some white Christians. So, do you want to know who wrote this story? It was a woman named Taylor Romine. Taylor Romine. Would you care to guess what Taylor Romine's pronouns are? They and them. I know you're shocked. Taylor Romine. She's out of the LA Bureau. In other words, she just did a rewrite on this. Since joining CNN in 2018, They have covered topics including Rudy Giuliani during the first Trump impeachment, voting rights, natural disasters, and, wait for it, LGBTQ issues. They've also worked extensively covering police brutality, including the death of Breonna Taylor in Louisville, who was being used as a shield by her boyfriend, a drug dealer. California wildfires and states fighting for abortion rights. Do states fight for abortion rights, or do activists fight for abortion rights in the state? Previously, Romine worked at CNN's New York Bureau and KFC Pacifica Radio in Berkeley. That's National Panhandler Radio in Berkeley, KFPA. They are a graduate of the University of California, Berkeley, and the Columbia Journalism School, because, of course, they are. You can follow them on Twitter at Taylor Romine. I tell you, this guy, he's really something, Aaron Edwards. He was planning to go into pharmaceutical sales. He's from Queens. When 9/11 happened, and he just said, "You know what? I'm not going to be a drug salesman. He immediately signed up, and he was in the academy. He looks like O.J. Simpson running to Hertz rental car. You know what he does, doesn't he? Man, he takes that. That is a high barrier. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls on this. How do you think this is being settled? By the way, there's another subway attack that's not getting much play nationally. I wonder why. Could it have anything to do with the immigration status of the person who pushed two Americans onto the subway tracks on Sunday afternoon? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Instagram.
Yeah, hi, I'm a big influencer.
Howie Carr Radio Network.
Go ahead and check it out. Recipe and bio.
Howie Carr is back.
Eight four four 500-4242. 774 says, isn't they plural? Is she big enough to be two of them? As I saw on social media, someone posted a picture of Taylor Romine, the they-them author of the story about the romantic lovebirds, Muslim terrorists going into New York to bomb Christians. And someone said, it looks exactly like what you would expect her to look like. Only thing missing is the giant glasses. And also a nose ring, or maybe a tongue ring. But she looks like she's out of central casting, as they say. 844-500-4242. Meanwhile, I haven't seen this story anywhere except in the New York Post. Subway push victim films from tracks as bystander fends off attacker who left 83-year-old fighting for life. It's not a very good headline, but it's video obtained by the Post shows Honduran national Bayron Hernandez, 34, strolling along the platform on the Upper East Side after allegedly pushing an 83-year-old man and a second younger man onto the tracks at a station around noon Saturday. He was arrested around 5 a.m., the illegal alien, Tuesday at a Brooklyn homeless shelter and charged with attempted murder, attempted assault, and reckless endangerment. The 83-year-old, he's a grandfather and an Air Force veteran, Richard Williams. I'm going to guess he's not an illegal alien. Is still fighting for his life at New York Presbyterian. My father, said one of the daughters, Richard is on a respirator in the ICU, intensive care unit in the hospital. That's all we're going to say. He was waiting on the downtown platform for the F and Q trains when police say the illegal alien suddenly shoved him and the second man onto the tracks. He had recently celebrated his 55th wedding anniversary and had remained active in his retirement after a career making bulletproof equipment. So, again, is Taylor Romine going to do a sob story about Richard Williams, 83-year-old, almost killed by an illegal alien? No, that was a rhetorical question, of course. Jimmy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Why in the year 2025 is Islam still a protected religion in the United States? Couldn't we get rid of them? Get rid of it so we can get rid of them?
No, I mean, it's 2026, by the way, but it's freedom of religion. They have the right to freedom of religion under the First Amendment, Jimmy. But I mean, if why are we letting people into the country who want to kill us? I mean, that's the question, isn't it? Why would we welcome with open arms and put, and they're all on welfare, or they all started out on welfare. Some studies have shown that after 15, 20 years, 75% of them from the Mideast are still on handouts of one form or another. I mean, look at the Somalis. Why did we let all these Somalis into the country? They hate us, and they all steal, and they're all on welfare. The vast majority of them are on welfare. They're not sending us their best, are they? 844-500-4242. Is her hair purple, pink, or orange? You know, we have her official CNN, I'm a serious journalist portrait. I don't know. That's a good question, though. I would. It's just dark. But I would say it's more likely that she looks like one of those women you see in the Instagram and the TikToks that we play sometimes here on the show. 844-500-4242. Jimmy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, another Jimmy.
Yeah, you go, Howie. Well, the third one will be the charm, right? Hey, Howie, I just want your take on this. I think I already know the answers to this, you know, but with this Gulf War and with the prices of the fuel we're consuming, two things, Howie, and then I want to listen for your answer. The fuel we're consuming now was either homegrown, if you will, or gotten here in the United States and refined, or even if it was bought.
Yes.
But the point was, it was refined and put into the market system months ago. So like a buddy of mine said,
correct,
this morning, why the hell are we paying more now for something we paid cheaper months ago?
And
the
second side, Jimmy, we've been over this with John from New York, because what they're doing, they're raising the price because that's what it takes to replenish the supply. And you're right, everything, pretty much everything we're consuming is made, is produced in the United States. But when there's a shortage in elsewhere in the world, the price goes up around the world. So that makes the commodity that we're pumping into our car tanks or into our fuel tanks at home, it makes it more valuable. I don't really think it's a conspiracy. I don't. I mean, it's just the free market. I mean, it does come down a lot slower than it goes up, though. I'll give you that, and it's very frustrating. But the alternative is letting government set the prices, and you know how that's going to work out.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Grace's trip to Italy this fall with Colette Tours. To see the slideshow tonight with Grace, sign up at HowieCarrShow.com and click on banner. You'll be able to learn more about it. And I think I'll be talking to someone from Colette Tours right at the end of the show tonight. And she'll tell you more. Sam will tell you more about it before the slideshow even begins tonight. But sign up at HowieCarrShow.com and click on banner. It's a great take going to Italy on Colette's tours. They do a great job. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is Senator Josh Hawley says it's time to declare victory in Iran. Do you agree? Yes, we should get out now. No, too early. We should finish off the regime and then leave. No, we should also nation build like Iraq, or give it a couple more weeks and then decide.
I'm going to say too early, finish off the regime militarily first.
Yeah, 66% of the audience agrees with you. They say, no, it's too early, finish them off. 26% say, give it a couple more weeks and then decide. 7% say, yes, we should get out now. And 1% say, no, we should nation build.
We have learned our lesson, I think it's safe to say. I've heard very few people. Actually, only one, John Hinderocker at Powerline Blog. He said, I wouldn't mind sending troops in, but I know that's not going to happen. No, it's not going to happen. 844-5, nor should it. Nor should it. 844-500. But I think you got to finish them off militarily anyway. You know, get rid of the drones, get rid of the missiles, and then just and then send in our drones. Let's see how good those drones are. You know, anyone who's walking around, if you're in the Basij and you're wearing a black sweatshirt and you're on a motor scooter, the drone takes you out. How about that? Does that sound like a good, at least for a few weeks? Let's try it and see what happens. 844. So what? We lose a few drones. It's one of those things. You know, you lose a kite every once in a while, but that doesn't mean you don't send up another kite the next time you're at the beach and it's a breezy, windy day, right? 844-500-4242. Do all the people complaining about $3 gas understand gas in L.A. is approaching $8 and averages almost $5.50 statewide? They didn't have $3 gas before the Iran curb stomping. We're going to play the cut from Doug Burgum, the Secretary of the Interior, about this in a bit. But let's take some calls first. He was talking about that today. Gavin Newsom is responsible for the price of gasoline in California. Not Donald Trump, not Pete Hegseth, not anyone else other than Newsom and the Democrats in California. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, actually, I didn't call about Newsom, but it's the California Air Resources Board that started the gas prices back in the 90s, where it went up from a buck a gallon to $2 a gallon. But the reason why I called is that incident in the subway in New York. And I will guarantee you that Alvin Bragg will give this guy no cash bail. And, you know, there was a story of the popular singer Rihanna out in Los Angeles. Her house was shot. No one was hurt. But the bail that the DA out there charged was $1.8 million. And it just shows you that, like in South Central Los Angeles, if some kid pulls a gun and shoots a fellow resident in that area, they get no cash bail. And I'm really fed up with this country. And all I can say is I hope Trump pressures John Thune to pass that SAVE Act, because God forbid, if the Democrats win the House, Senate, and the presidency, it's over in this country.
I don't like to be pessimistic on the show, but Tom, I tend to agree with you. It is, and it's really bad. I mentioned one of the illegal aliens, a Haitian that was picked up last. I mentioned it late in the show, but it was picked up by ICE. 28 priors. Somebody sent me a crime wave that this guy was on in Brockton. He was trying to set fire to gas stations. He was throwing bricks through the plate glass windows of stores just over and over again. And they kept releasing him with no bail. And then they finally locked him up as because of his mental problems. He was homeless, like this Honduran who knocked the 83-year-old Air Force veteran onto the tracks. I mean, why are we letting people in? The Honduran, the Haitian in Brockton, they're not Muslims. But why are they in the country? Why are we letting insane, unqualified, non-English-speaking, shiftless, bloodthirsty criminals into the country. Why do the Democrats want to do that? 844-500-4242. Rob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rob.
Hi, Howie. The answer to that question is they did it for the votes. But what I called in to tell you, or I ask you, sir, don't all these Ayatollahs follow the Quran, the same evil playbook that like everybody but them has to die, so that it really doesn't matter if you pick Ayatollah Mo, Larry, or Curly, they're going to want to do the same thing. And it seems that, you know, there shouldn't be an Ayatollah in the mix of that government, because they just want to kill everybody. And where is, I got a lot of things to say. I don't have that much time. But, you know, I had comments about Mayor Wu's got this new fund for aliens. I don't
right.
know if she got the money. Mara yeah. Healey is blabbing about we ought to get money back. She won't even show us what they did with the money they already spent.
Right.
And then you got, and then the fake Indian is in the news. You know, does everybody know she had like 12 slaves in her family that they owned?
Yeah, she was her great 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 grandfather was in the removal of the Cherokee. Her ancestors were the people who were driving the Cherokees on the Trail of Tears. You know, she claimed, "Oh, I'm a Cherokee." No, your people were the Tennessee white men, the militia that forced the Cherokees out of their native land. You're absolutely right, Rob. People forget that. And then she wrote the thing, she wrote the Pow Wow Chow cookbook. This was a recipe that my ancestors used on the, they loved it on the Trail of Tears in the 1830s. What was it, fake Indian? Cold crab omelet. She got it from a hot cuisine French cookbook. She stole it and put it in an Indian cookbook and thought she would get away with it. And she did for a long time. Gil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gil.
Hey, this is Joe.
Sorry, Joe. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah. Okay, I got to tell you about a vehicle and gasoline. Okay? It's the cheapest thing you put in your vehicle. Go buy a set of tires. Go buy a battery. Go buy a set of wipers. Register your car. And then take it and get it inspected, put in insurance. America is all doing this wrong. The gasoline's the cheapest thing we put in there, man. Come on.
I get what you're saying, but you know, you don't go buy a store. You may go buy a tire store or a auto parts store that's got batteries in it, but they don't have the prices out front that you see every day on your way to work, in your way back home after you finished your 8 hours or whatever. I mean, that's why the gas prices stand out, because you see them wherever you go. 844-500-4242. This is a really great great put down of Gavin Newsom by Doug Burgum, the former governor of North Dakota, I think, who was now the Interior Secretary. And he's talking about Gavin Newsom trying to blame Trump for the fact that gasoline in the formerly golden state of California is about $7 a gallon. Listen to this takedown, cut six.
You guys are responsible for the fact that his gas is over $7 a gallon. What do you say to him?
Well, wow, that is something coming from California, because, of course, under Gavin Newsom, California used to have 40 refineries. Now they have 8. 2 more are closing. They're going to be down to 6 with Chevron and Valero closing. California is the most energy-dependent state in America. 63% of their oil gets imported. Now they're going to be importing refined product into San Francisco Bay and into Long Beach every day just to keep their fleet. They have the largest number of internal internal combustion cars in America, in California, and more than any other state even has vehicles. And of course, they've been trying to eliminate those and doing that, which then puts us dependent on China. Right. I mean, their energy policies are as crazy as Europe. And part of the reason why their prices are so high is they've restricted supply and killed their own economy.
And so,
yeah, and now they want to have a tax on a wealth tax on billionaires, and they're all checking out. They're moving their businesses just over the line into Nevada, and they're moving their own primary residences down here to South Florida. And by the way, Washington State's the same situation on the West Coast, and the Democrats in the legislature there just passed a millionaire's income tax. Stop me if you've heard this one before. And Howard Schultz, that name ring a bell? The founder of Starbucks? Guess where he's moving to? You got it. You got it. It's getting mighty crowded down there in Miami Beach, that area. I don't know if he's going to Miami Beach like the founders of Google and Jared Kushner and so many professional athletes, but he's headed to South Florida. Remember him? He was running for president for about 10 minutes. They gave him a big slobbering puff piece on 60 Minutes. Oh, he's a good liberal. He's a great steward of a multi-billion-dollar corporation. Now that corporation has faded a lot, and he's fighting the unionization of his baristas. Now he's made the ultimate move. He's leaving the left coast and moving to Florida. He loves the sunshine, but even more than that, he loves no income tax. Kind of like Tyreek Hill when he had to decide between the New York Jets and the Miami Dolphins. And someone explained it to him in about a minute, and he said, you know what? I'd be a fool to sign with the New York Jets. And he wasn't the first, and he isn't the last to say that. 844-500-4242. Rhubarb says, Liawatha has Cherokee blood in her family history. It's on her ancestors' bayonet. Very well put. 508. Yesterday I paid a dollar premium more than in the past for heating oil, $4.79 a gallon. It was worth it, just in case. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. I teased yesterday on the show a column I was going to write about the state police. And the highest-ranking woman in the state police, Major Catherine Downey, in December, right before Christmas, won a lawsuit against the state police for gross sexual discrimination, $11.9 million with interest. $11.9 million. And the guy that she was mainly, charging with causing this problem that she had, they dropped him from the case. But it was her old boyfriend at the academy, a guy named Earl Johnson, a state trooper. And the horrible things that she said about him in the lawsuit about what kind of person he was. I mean, it's all there in my column. You can read it. These are public documents. And he was reprimanded, thrown out of the academy, put back on the road, and allowed to retire. And then guess what happened? He was hired as an instructor of young police recruits. It's unbelievable. He's basically the catalyst of a $12 million lawsuit that you and I are paying for as taxpayers, and he did these terrible things, including he told this that woman who's now a major making $246,000 that he was a sex addict and that he was bedding women in hotels, motels while he was on the job. at the academy, and he had pictures of himself having sex with women, and pictures of all these women. It was just, it's hard. And all this is public record. All this stuff is public record. And okay, but why would you hire this guy as the instructor to young police recruits? It's called the Mass Police Training Council. And I spent almost a month trying to get a comment from him. Couldn't get a comment from him. Amazing. It's just, it's appalling. You ought to check out the column. It's posted at HowieCarshow.com if you want to see it. Just, it's today's state police scandal. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Howie, here's another state police scandal. This is such a scam. Details. In the funeral business, you need to sometimes get escorts through the city, wherever. You can no longer get the state police to come to a detail unless you offer them 8 hours worth of work.
Eight?
They won't show up for 8 hours. They won't show up.
As if any funeral, Jay, as if any funeral ever ran 4 hours, let alone 8 hours, right?
Howie, we had one in Metro West going to Cambridge the other day. All we needed to have them do was get us down the Route 9 to Mount Auburn Street.
Right.
And it was less than an hour, and they wouldn't show up unless we gave them 8 hours of detail.
What is an hour now for the state police on a detail?
I'm going to say it's $84 an hour.
Yeah, I was going to say 75, but you're right. It's probably, that is low. 84. So, in other words, about $700.
Right. That gets passed on to the families. So also, they can no longer handle taking the details over the phone. You have to call a company in Texas to order the details, and you have to pay in advance.
A company in Texas?
I mean, you used to be able to call like the Boston police or state police.
Right.
They'll have offices that do the detail. They can no longer do it because of probably corruption. But
right.
When you call now, you get a company in Texas that takes care of it.
You have to. I'm going to check into this, Jay. Again, I may get an answer by the summer solstice. But I'll check into it. Thanks for the call. I'm Howie Carr.